your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846-4CA.
Oh dear, this is an excellent letter to the editor I've got to share with you. It's from Saturday's Cairns Post. I mean, once again, admittedly, what happened with that downpour of a few weeks ago, I suppose it was unprecedented in many ways. So people say, oh, well, how were we to know? But once again, it's the best-made plans of mice and men. It was catastrophic in so many ways that people with the benefit of hindsight would say, well, how the bloody hell did they make these halls inaccessible to victims in an emergency by fundamentally fitting codes, etc., requiring special coded keypads? The only way you could get them is getting onto the council website, and these were people desperate to get out of the floodwaters. But here we go. It's under the heading Machin's Hall Pass. It was written by Derek Thompson, Machin's Beach. It says, during the recent floods, several communities on the Barron River floodplain were affected. Three of these communities have community centres, which all remained high and dry during this flood event. Good start. The community centre at Machin's Beach, our hall, in brackets, it reads, our hall is owned by the residents of Machin's Beach. And old-fashioned keys for it are held by several residents. The good old-fashioned keys. They work. During the flood event, our hall was opened early and residents whose houses were flooding started moving in on the morning Sunday, December 17. Meanwhile, that afternoon, Holloway's Beach residents who were flooded out of their homes arrived at their council-owned community centre and found that it was locked and no key was available. So eventually residents broke into that facility and sheltered for the night. Now, at the same time, flooding was occurring at Yorkies Knob. And those displaced residents who sought shelter at their council-owned community centre found that it was locked and access can only be had, wait for this, by a coded keypad, and the code could only be obtained by making a booking on the council website. This is in the middle of a flood emergency, Mike. Can you imagine the language? Jeez. Residents discussed breaking in but decided to relocate to the Yorkies Knob Boat Club, which rose to the occasion and looked after them admirably. Tuesday, January 16, the Yorkies Knob Residents Association had a meeting in their council and community centre, and they had to pay a $45 hire fee to the council to discuss the flooding situation. Oh, my God. This sounds like a bizarre comedy. Anyway, the finger pad entry system failed and someone had to call the council emergency number to find a council officer to override the coding system. Can you believe this? This is out of a bizarre movie, a comedy. Anyway, entry was eventually gained, but the meeting had to be terminated early because, wait for it, had to be terminated early because the hall was only booked till 9 p.m. and after the end of any booked time, the door's automatically locked and the alarms go off. Can you believe this? Anyway, it reads, this is Derek Thompson. He says, we can now all very clearly see why our Machin's Beach Community Association has made such a big effort over the decades to preserve our community hall. Oh, I've got Derek Thompson at Machin's Beach. He's on the line. Derek, that was brilliantly written.
Morning, John.
You could do comedy scripts. You could do comedy scripts for movies.
Well, that was real life, John, and that's how it was.
What a nightmare, not being able to... Well, for a start, the poor buggers, what is Holloway's Beach? They had to break into theirs, did they?
They did, yes, and it was after dark, and they were sheltering, and the water was still rising, and they were on the gathered around the community centre, and someone took the initiative and just broke in.
Thank God they did. I mean, but what about the poor buggers up at Yorkies? I mean, theirs was locked, access only by a coded keypad, and the code could only be obtained by making a booking on the council website in the middle of a bloody flood.
Well, you can imagine the people who were affected were probably, you know, wet and it was raining at the time, and they would have had their phones maybe, you know, lost in the floodwaters or... And so someone suggested, because that part of Yorkies didn't get flooded, so they were able to, drive to the boat club. And the boat club people did a great job. But, of course, obviously, what's the community centre for if a community can't get easy access to it? And what happened at Holloway's, John, was that they set up the Holloway's Hub recovery people, set up a temporary recovery centre at the Lions Club in Wisteria Street.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got the boot from there a few days later and they had to go somewhere. And so they were not allowed to go into the Holloway's community centre because council was busy hiring it out to yoga classes and stuff.
Oh, really?
And so they moved into a unlined tin shed, which is behind the community centre. Yeah. I believe it's where the Patriots Bike Club used to be. So for us, we had our first recovery hub was at a private house in Machin Street and then later moved to our hall. It is still there. Servicing the needs of our residents who were unfortunately inundated by that flood event. And we welcome any members of the public to come out and say hello to the hard-working recovery team who are still looking after our residents.
Isn't it funny, everybody stands and cheers about high-tech improvements when it comes to security, but these poor buggers at Yorkeys Knob at the Residents Association, they had their meeting there in the council-owned community centre, which is very, very high-tech. They paid a $45 hire fee to discuss the flooding nightmare, $45 to discuss it, and the finger pad entry system failed. Someone had to call the council emergency number, find a council officer to override the coding system, but it gets worse. Anyway, they got in, but the meeting had to be terminated because the hall was booked till 9, and at the end of any book time, the doors automatically lock and all the alarms go off. I mean, it's high-tech, and obviously someone's thought, oh, this is the latest in high-tech security. But it works against the poor people that want to use the bloody hall.
Yeah, I was at that meeting, John. At 9:15, the convener, Adrian Gover, said, no, we've got to hurry this meeting along and get out before 9 o'clock. And he said that, and we all thought he was joking. But then at 9:05, he said, no, we have to get out now because I was serious. So we stood outside for, at least another 15 or minutes or half an hour chatting about different things and left.
But you can imagine the council of officers or whoever came up with the concepts standing around when it all went in congratulating themselves about how high-tech it was and how no one ever would have ever be able to get in here, let alone in an emergency get out without all the alarms going. I mean, it would have seemed like really brilliant high-tech developments and they've got the best in North Queensland, but the reality is it can work against the people who need it most.
Indeed, John. It's just an unfortunate sign, I think, that government doesn't trust the people and they're sort of taking away the initiative and of people in the community level and controlling those types of assets. I mean, for example, at Yorkies, the president of the community association should have an automatic override to that community centre because he is representing all the residents at Yorkies Knob.
Exactly. I mean, that's sheer common sense, surely, you would think. Now we've brought it up, hopefully it will be seen as common sense. I want to take you back to your community centre at Machin Speech. It's owned by the residents of Machin's, and they use good old-fashioned keys for access.
That's right. We have about, I'd say, 10 keys in circulation by residents and also our permanent hiring groups. We have, yoga and martial arts and what have you. And they've all got keys. It is a community hall in the true sense. Mm. We were very fortunate that in 1953, the residents of Machin's bought that land off the Mulgrave Shire Council and then later built the hall. It was opened on New Year's Eve 1961. Mm. And it's one of the very few remaining community halls owned by local communities.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if you go to, say, Mount Molloy, for example, at the hall there, the community hall is now controlled by council, managed by, owned and managed by council, which is good in one sense, but it really takes away community cohesion and that used to be in our communities anyway.
Mm, yeah. Anyway, the one that's been taken over by the council, gee, they'll be lucky because all the doors will automatically lock, all the alarms will go off, and that'll be really wonderful for the local people who desperately either want to get in or out. Do you know, Derek, this is such an entertaining letter, you should have this framed, seriously. It is so entertaining and it makes such good common sense, and the most uncommon thing in this modern crazy world is common sense. It's disappeared. There's almost laws against common sense.
Well, there is definitely some issues with how government, particularly councils, are interacting with ratepayers and residents.
Yeah,
that we really need to have more more personalised decisions and considerations.
Yes,
and for the recent flood event, there are some issues which councils allowed to occur, take place. One is that ongoing infilling of on the Barron River floodplain, that over the last 20 years particularly, people have been putting in all sorts of mounding up tin sheds and houses and putting up bun walls. And we believe that this has contributed to this flood event. And so councils need to be more considerate of the people who pay their wages, that is, the residents and ratepayers.
Very, very well said and magnificently written today, I've got to say. Congratulations to you, Derek. Thank you.
All right, cheers, John. All the best.
That's Derek Thompson, Machin's Beats.